ready to go. Okay, the union today, of course, the parsha, all these parshas now of, it's part of the Torah. As I heard once a maisa that some chassid came to the Rebbe, and he was suddenly feels really depressed. He said, why do you feel so bad? He says, because all these parshas of the summer, see Mrs. Lefton, I see on over there on our Zoom right now. So he said, why do you feel so bad? He says, because all these parshas of the summer, they're very depressing. Here they have a machlokes, Korach, and with Moshe Rabbeinu, and all these of Choshu Yidden, they all got the terrible Magefa. Then we had the Marais of Meraglim, and we had all kinds of terrible tragedies happen throughout Bamidbar. So the summer is very hard months here in the Torah. He felt very depressed. So today we got Korach. We'll see why did they do this with a lot of the Forshim and discussing the Mice of Korach and what exactly. What do they do? Like Rashi says, why did they do this stus? To start up with Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi of all time, and did so many wonderful things for Klal Yisrael. Start up a Machlekes and Moshe, and he was a Pekach. And we'll see the many of the beautiful interpretations of the Achronim and what they want to say about this. So Medrash Maro Korach Lachlok on Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the first page, first stickle. It's from Moshe Sternberg. He said, why did Korach fight with Moshe Rabbeinu? So it says a strange medrash. It says, Parsha Poraduma. He saw the Parsha Poraduma. And what in the world? Poraduma, we don't stand too much. You know, the Poraduma is one of those things that we say that, you know, it's Matar Tameyim, Matarim. It's one of the things that Shlomo Melech says he understands the Torah, but the Poraduma is one of the hardest things to understand. So all of a sudden, the Poraduma is the reason that Korach is fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. They're trying to figure out what's the interpretation. Why does it mean that that this is the thing that brought on the machlekes between Korach Badosai, the Poraduma. But near Bazan, this is Rabbi Sternberg's interpretation. Kedua, he says, in the Tahara for the Poraduma, we have an Eitz Eres and Ezov. Eitz Eres and Eitz Eres, I think they're high trees, a cedar tree. And Ezov is like a worm, very something I think does the sprawling on the ground. And two things are used to the Tahara for the Poraduma. Erez, he says, Erez is something which is gaiva, something which is a very high person, high and mighty. The Ezov is something that's shiftless, so that's on the ground. So this is very much, anybody reads the books of Dr. Twersky, all of his books have the same idea. Like I said, all 90 books have the same idea, and they're all based on this one idea that's mentioned right here now, that a person has to realize two things, the two midas. One is height, and one is smallness, greatness and smallness. You got to share Madrega Nemucha B'Shiflus B'Avodas Hashem Tzorech L'Hagbia Libo B'Darkei Hashem. In other words, the person feels depressed. He feels down. He feels he's not. He's on nothing. So he has to know. He has to be in part six. Like be a liba with Dark Hashem. You have to see. Know your bria, your chashiv. Hashem loves you, and you have purpose in this world. You can do a lot. You can accomplish a lot. So you have to be like be a liba with Dark Hashem. And you shouldn't say mani machayai. What am I? A person shouldn't have yish, and he should realize, like it says, and the Chazal say. Person has to say every day, when will I reach the Maisa Obis? When will I reach the Haimadrega? So that a person has to always strive. And as I see also, that's Ali Shur from Rabbi Volba. He talks about this also a lot in the idea. And the Mashiach, the mirror, the famous Rabbi Rucham, he also said a person, he said it's bad. And, you know, if a person doesn't realize his chasreinus, it's bad. A person has to realize and fix his chasreinus, because it's worse if you don't know your milas, if you don't know your capabilities, what you can do, how much we can accomplish, how much we can do, whether it's in family life or with other people, in personal contact with others, whatever we can do, whatever we have tremendous koyches. This rachet, it says, on one hand, if a person becomes a bagaiba, yes, miss rachet bagaiba, in tachlis, and they shouldn't come to, to be too much of a haughty person. And that's also, he says, that's in Poraduma, we see both ideas. So you call Adam, he says, if he's in bad shape, he's with Tumasai, He has to realize, look and figure out what's going wrong. Is he a slave, a gaiva? Maybe he's too much of a gaiva, or maybe he's putting himself down too much. So you have to always, that's, you know, he says, my coach Baruch also teaches us, we have to, a person shouldn't think that, well, I'm so great, that, you know, well, Hashem made you great, but he made you for a purpose that you can do and accomplish. That's the idea. He says that, so he said that was the thing that got him mixed up a little bit over here. Korach, you know, he thought he should be in charge. He thought he was looking to be big. He wanted to be big. He wanted to lead the Klal Yisrael. But sometimes we say that this idea of you know, being big, sometimes you're shooting too high. He's trying to knock out Moshe Rabbeinu, was appointed by Kodesh Baruch Hu for this job, and that, you know, we should talk about that more. But that's great to have aspirations to be great, but you also have to know, you know, should step on others to be that, do that greatness and do other things. You have to always, you know, have a drocha, maybe, you know, whoever, you know, sometimes a person needs his wife to straighten them out. Sometimes a person needs a Rebbe to straighten them out. And he has to sometimes know himself also. That Rebbe Volbe always talks about person, the importance of the person knowing himself, know his chasreinus and know his milas. So the Por Aduma has in it both the shiplas and the gaiva. That's a person, so in order to make, a person has to have tara, he has to realize that he has shiplas and he has humility and also has greatness. And that he says, so sometimes, you know, the problems of a man is that he thinks he's got to be greater than he really is. He has to know how great, you know, maybe he is great, but they have to be also with, you know, and sometimes this can't be in fighting and in rebelling. And that was a problem, he said. But the search for greatness, that's a good thing, and it's a way of being the tire yourself. Because when you're too down on yourself, it's no good. But on the other hand, you have to know the bull. And I say you need hadrocha. Sometimes the person gets that. His wife could straighten the guy out. We'll talk about that in the parsha also. Sometimes somebody else, a rebbe, could straighten him out. And some person can straighten himself out. Okay, Vayikach Korach, second word. Vayikach Korach. Says over there in Medrash, Korach should be keachoya. It says, like Chazal say, he was smart. Imam Ra, Lashdusa, why did he make such a machlaikis that caused, you know, hundreds of people got killed? These were, leaders of Klal Yisrael. And in fighting him, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Novi of all time, and the one who took him out of Mitzrayim, the one who brought all these fantastic miracles, which never happened, and in Matan Torah and everything. So what, how should you, argue on Moshe Rabbeinu? It's one thing, you know, that you can argue, a person has the right to give his opinion, and it's important to think, which, you know, maybe say that Moshe Rabbeinu made this whole thing up. So Eino Hitasa, it's a Chazal say that his eye tricked him. Roa Shalshelas Gedula. Rabbi Kardesh is here, so you can take this sheet over here. Rabbi Kardesh, we're now on the second board over here. Okay, we're in the second board on the first page. Okay, so we have in Choshev Eilu, another Rebbe from the Shiva over here. Second board on the page. So what made him do the shtus? But he gets starting up with Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says, well, Eino Hitasei. Maybe we have to mute you over here. Over here. One second, we're too muting on our people over here. Hold on, let's mute all our oilam. Okay, a little bit noisy over there. Okay, back to our. All right, so he says that he saw Marai. So this Kristos says Shmuel. He saw Shmuel's coming out from him, and Chazal say, learn up from Bosik, Shmuel was shocked connected Moshe Aaron, and he says it's a tema. I mean, Korach was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He saw in the Vua, which is true. He saw in the Vua. He saw Ruach HaKodesh. That Shmuel Hanavi is one of the greatest of all time. Person who was equated by Chazal and by Pasek and Tilim, it's mentioned that he's as great as Moshe and Aaron. And he saw he had Ruach HaKodesh. So if his person so great, he has Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, start up with Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the highest level of the Aaron. He didn't know that he didn't know the milas of Moshe and Aaron. We'll talk about that in a moment. He says, Varei, Lono Mikan, Koicho Shenegiyah. And that's the whole point. Person is no geya. You know, the opponent of Mishra Rav used to say, why was he Motzliach in the yeshiva at Bonavish. Why was he matzliach? The Hundreds of Bochum, he says, the Nazis did a good job. They killed off his whole family. He said, the Nazis, he only had one son. Avram was his only son alive. The rest of the family says they were all killed by the Nazis. He says his yeshiva is matzliach because he didn't have to appoint his son to the Rosh Yeshiva. He took Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, he took Rav Shach, he took Rav David Pavarsky. He said he wasn't no geya. A lot of times a person will have a son, even if he's not the greatest scholar or the greatest lamda, he makes him the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, we don't belong there. This is what Panush Rav says. I was matzliach for that. Others, you see the mirror is still matzliach, even though they have family. So some yeah, right. That's what he said. But the Panush Rav was saying it. He was saying he was lucky. He said he was lucky. He didn't have the number. Anyway, it's an interesting board. But many times, machloekah starts also. You know, and you see today also, and they're always fighting over the position because of machloekah. You know, but he said the person over here. He says the kochosh and nagia. Person was nagia. I can't see. Shafila baruch hakodesh. If you have a Nagia, not as Nagia was, he wanted to be the leader. And when a person is Nagia, I think I mentioned many times my father was going home from Shul and I was talking to a friend of his, Shul, and there was a dispute about a certain thing. And another person, Mr. Krupnik, was walking with them. And he hears the argument. Yes, Asher Krupnik's uncle, Sam Krupnik, and he was listening to the argument to my father and the other gentleman. And he says to my father, don't mix him up with the facts. In other words, the other guy wasn't talking anything to the point. He told my father, don't mix up with faith. So here, the person has Nagia, he has a certain reason he wants it. Like, you want to be the leader, so you forget about all Seichel. Okay, then it says the next board. Let's go to the next board on our sheet. Dasan Baviram, okay. So let's see the next board over there. Meikach Koira, a second. We're going to our board, that was number two. Let's go to number three. Meikach Koira. There was a Mishi Sternberg. Mishi Sternberg. So far, this is Mishi Sternberg talking. Meikach Koirach, the third board, and the next page. It's from the Tamadas. So go to page, on the bottom of the page, it says Meshach Sternbach. It says Meshach Sternbach. Meikach Koirach, the next board, it brings, I think it's also, I think, Meshach Sternbach. Yeah, it's all Meshach Sternbach so far. So in Medrash Rabbah, it says Meikach Koirach. It says over there, we said that second one. Like, okay, next board. Is that on the sheet here? It's not on my sheet, I think. So we're going up. Next page, okay. That's it. So the next board I'm looking for. Yeah, but I'm looking for it before that. Meikach Koirach, Medrash Rabbah. Yeah, Medrash Rabbah. The second page. Okay, Medrash. Oh, Levi Mazel Tov, his son got engaged in New York yesterday. And he did it for us Zoom. He was doing Zoom for Brooklyn. Now he could do Zoom right here in this room right here. We have a lot of guys Zooming. But he came down from Brooklyn. He flew in from Brooklyn for the shir. He came Mazel Tov and he's an 8-ton guy. His son got engaged. Okay, Baruch Hashem, and Mazel Tov, a lot of nachas. Okay, who said that? Okay, Nachum, who said that? Yeah, okay, we did that board, I think, by Yikach Korach. I skipped the board, though. That was the third board. There was another board I skipped on top of that page. There was another board I skipped on the first page on the bottom. I skipped it by Yikach Korach, another board. The board before that, trying to get on the screen over here. 1 second, moving up the screen. Yeah, I skipped that board. On the first page on the bottom. It's also about a Pirush Rashi. You have on the bottom of the page, the bottom of the first page, I skipped the Yikach Korach. It says, Rashi says, Parshasu Yofa Nidreshes B'medrash Rabbi Tanchume. So I said, Rashi says, interesting, Rashi sometimes says this, and in the beginning of this parsha, Rashi says also over here that this parsha is beautifully darshan in Medrash Tanchuma. Now, not everybody has a Medrash Tanchuma, and certainly in the time of Rashi, and after he wrote it, very few people probably had a Medrash Tanchuma. Today, everybody has, you know, access to all the Sforum. You can always go in Otzer Chochma. You can go to Bar Ilan. You can go to the library from the yeshiva. Or from over here in Yeshurun, you can probably find a lot of Medrash Tachumas around. But Rashi says Yofa Nidrash Medrash Tachum, but he doesn't say what it says in Medrash Tachum. Yofa Nidrash, okay? Rashi's giving us Skoma. There's a nice drusha in Medrash Tachum. He doesn't say what it says. Very interesting. So he says the Tzorch Beer. Lama Lo Evi Rashi Medrash. In other words, if it's Yofa Nidrash, tell us, you know, because like I say, not everything is, you know, accessible to, you know, to everybody, to, you know, Yavi Yid Nidrash. You know, I saw recently, I said, the Chazon Ish had very few Sforim in his house, very few. Though the Chazon Ish was a, you know, an encyclopedic genius, he remembered probably the Sforim that he saw, but he had very few. Besides the Shas, a Rambam, a Tur, and a Shulchan Aruch, he almost had no Sforim. He was so poor, and even his Gemaras were falling apart, he had no Sforim. But he used to look, you know, in Pesachei Teshuva, you could see the Pesachei Teshuva, he knew where to look at other Sforim, go in another library, and point of Israel, find them the same. So, but it's rising, Yofa Nidrish, what did it say there? He says, why did he explain it? The Nirabha Rashi Lashmeno, Bepshutoi, ain't Trichim the Drushas, Limuki Mehechen Shoresh Machloikis. So, what he's trying to say is, oh, there's all kinds of reasons for the Machloikis and Medrash. He gives us, you know, many, many reasons over Machloikis. But so, why didn't Rashi tell me some of those reasons? No, because the answer is because you don't need reasons for Machloikis. Machloikis is people in arguments, people make up for anything. From the he said everything you make. Oh, he says, a person, it's just time you people want to argue. But they say maybe and you talk to lashon hara about the other guy, and you swear, and you say all kinds of things. You machal Hashem shemayim, and all this is machlokas. He says very easy. He says everything is what's enough to me. You know, when I remember he used to be in the yeshiva. I remember Rabbi Tratner in the yeshiva. So he was a fundraiser, a good fundraiser, and he used to tell me that certain people they used to tell him that you're not giving to yeshiva this year. So he would say, oh, because you don't like sponge cake. And I said, what's sponge cake got to do when I'm not giving to yeshiva? He says, well, you gave me 45 different reasons why you're not giving yeshiva this year. You might just say you don't like sponge cake. He said, because you can't make up any excuse you don't want to give yeshiva. So say because you don't like sponge cake. I have no shaykhah. It doesn't make a difference. He says, machlekes, it doesn't make a difference. You want to make machlekes, it's in the teva of a person to make machlekes. What? You find an excuse. That's what Rashi has to explain. That's what Rashi's telling you. You want to find a machlekes, you have to reason. You don't have to be a psychologist, psychiatrist, and some, you know, understanding all the psychology and psychiatry. That's very easy to understand. Machlekes is very easy, you know. And that's a board, a beautiful board. Let's go to the next board. That was board number 3 we had. Let's go to another board. Another Bika Korach we did already. Okay. What? Yeah. Yeah, right. That's we're coming to that. Right. That's very good. We're coming to that. Let's go. We're skipping those. I'm here going to the bottom of the page. Yonah Pelos, which is okay. Joel is telling us the next board. Let's take a look at the next board. Yonah Pelos. This is board, Yonah Pelos. B'nai Reuben and mentioned he was also involved in Machlokas, but he dropped out, as Joel pointed out to us. Now, this actually, my son is, he's also, was bar mitzvah this time in the summer. Probably, I think maybe you were there, probably, Rabbi Aaron, you were probably at bar mitzvah a couple years ago, I think about 27 years ago, my son was bar mitzvah. And it was the hottest time in the history of Chicago. Those Chicagoans probably, those who are from Chicago, Joel, you probably remember, maybe Bernie, you remember. So it was 106 degrees. The entire weekend, many people died in Chicago. Didn't have like air conditioning. Remember that time? It was terribly hot. And it was the people are trying to. But that was the time. That was the week. It was unbelievably hot for a few days. People were dying, like because they didn't even have air conditioning. Even in, I remember kids, they charged me for one day air conditioning, $300 after air conditioning. Yeah, they said it didn't work even because it was got it down from 106 to 104. You know, it was just impossibly hot. That was so here, I remember because my wife was saying, because I remember at the bar mitzvah, I was talking about, we were learning the Daf Yomi then in Sanhedrin, and learned that page over there. I think it was 110 about Oma Pelos's wife. She was a very smart woman. So I said, I was learning the Daf Yomi that time. I said, my wife is a smart woman. You know, she was. That's what I said at the bar mitzvah. Anyway, but that was I recall it now, Oma Pelos. Rabbi Zizek, I don't know if you were probably around that time also, you remember. Okay, Oma Pelos, Ishto, Itzilasa. So like Joel pointed out, she was smart. She told him, don't get involved. She said, Omer, like, my nafka mina, you're not going to win this machlokas. In other words, you're fighting Moshe and Aaron. You're going to get a higher position. You're going to knock out Aaron. You're going to become the Kohen Gadol. No, she told, told her husband, you're a Talmud. My chassam, who's in charge? You're not going to be in charge. You're the Talmud. You're not going to get in charge. My SRA, Farnish. So he said, what can I do? I promise. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, some Reuben. Yeah, some Reuben. Yeah, okay, got Sully, but not, I guess, yeah, but not, I guess not to go the leader play, so I guess not to be Aaron's position. Yeah, okay. Well, he was one of the leaders, and he backed out, it seems like. So Gemara says, no, it wasn't Nosi. No, I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure why. Yeah, but his wife was smart, it says, but he said, I promise, you know, he promised to do it, you know, I promise. So you promise, so it's so important, you promise to go do that, but you're promising to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what she said. The Medrash says in Gemara, it says that she knew that, you know, these guys are, this is Klal Yisrael, is very from, and she got a little bit, as she said, so she uncovered her hair. You know, she was trying to not be so sneeristic. She uncovered her hair. You know, a married woman, she didn't have her hair covered. In other words, she stood in front of the, in front of the tent, and her husband was resting over there in the afternoon snack, and he had a little bit of drinks, fell asleep, and she's in front with her hair uncovered, and everybody sees her, Roya, Roisha, Perua, the Choyzer. They see a woman, they're not so sneeze, they turned around, they didn't want to go and, look at a not sneeze-stick woman that time. Woman not uncovered, her hair was something that they would look at her. The Eishlana Lysaira, says Rabbi Sternbach. For the Gemara, you see the client show the mile ahead. They were arguing with Novi Hashem, the greatest Novi of all time. And they were involved in it. They were obviously doing a pretty big hate, but they wouldn't go and look at a woman who wasn't sneezing. That was her Eitzah. She got smart. She told him, look, I'm going to go and cover my hair. They're not going to come into the tent. They're going to go. Now, there was no, those days, there was no cell phone and no texting. So you couldn't text Oma Pellas, and you couldn't email them. You couldn't text them. The only way to come in was to knock on the door of the tent. And they're not going to go to the tent if the woman's sitting there with uncovered hair. So that was her chav. Shiroas ishta yosheves puas reish al pesach mesa. And she knew that these guys are going to pack out. So she was betuach. Betuach me'etzazu to stop him from coming in. So Ramesh Sturman says, how are we not embarrassed? This here you got guys who were at, so to say, on the lowest level fighting Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet they understood you gotta have sneas. They understood that. He says, how come we're not more snoo in our hachokka? That's interesting. Okay, may come to play Moshe. Yeah. Yeah.
The wives of women,
very nice, beautiful. They're beautiful, very nice. That goes to the next board. Very nice. The next board is Ve'akum Lifnei Moshe. So Ve'akum Lifnei Moshe. Okay, so it says they came in front of Moshe. Ve'akum Lifnei Moshe. Look, it says Lifnei Moshe, they came in front of Moshe. It says over there, Ve'akum, they got up in front of Moshe. The Lador, they stood up. Ve'akum Lifnei Moshe, Zod Der Kovet. So Zod Der Kovet Shal Rishayim, he explains. He says, in other words, here they're fighting Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're arguing. They said he made this whole thing up, and he's giving over his brother the Kuna, and he's giving over his nephew this position, and now they're standing up giving COVID. Laharos, he wants to show them Shum Kavana Roa. They want to show how pure they are, how straight they are. So in other words, they're standing up for Gedolim. They should have Kovanatera. They stand up. Bader Mechabdim Hem is Moshe and Aaron. That they want to show how big. Oh well, we stand up for Gedolim. We have Kovod HaTorah. He said that's the derech. A lot. My Shem is very interesting. He's a very charismatic person. I saw him one time. I think I mentioned it. I saw him only one time. Rabbi Sternbuch in Eretz Yisrael in Netanya. This is Galit Sanz. I don't know if you're familiar with Galit Sanz. You know, with the hotel in Netanya, and it was a machlokes. It was machlokes. Same Shemayim. Let's call it. Between Rabbi Sternbuch and the fellow who was from the Lubavitcher, who was on the radio from Lubavitch, And he was saying over to Torah from the Rebbe, you know, he was preaching what they should do. And the Rebbe says, you should light candles Friday night, and you should. He's telling all different things. The Rebbe's Hanoga, the Rebbe Shlomo was screaming. He says, here, we're in the Tanya, says, it says, preach this on the Yam. He says, there's hundreds of thousands of people going, men and women are swimming together. Why isn't the Rebbe screaming about that? Why is he telling light candles? And this guy was arguing. He says, the Rebbe knows what Nakuda to talk about. He says, no one's going to listen. Tell them not to go to the beach in the hot summer. They're going to go. But lighting candles, the Rebbe, it was a very interesting machloket between Rebbe Shternbach and Lil Babacher. Anyway, so he says over here that Russia knows how to, you know, so to say, he wants to show, from a guy, he stands up for Gedalim. But on the other hand, he says, then he says that, you know, they show, like, you call it to Gedalim, but then on the other hand, they'll stab him in the back. That he says, I just saw it yesterday, or 2 days ago, you know, the Mashkiach, famous Mashkiach, Don Segel, it's a big tzaddik. Rav Don Segel, the very big Mashkiach, very famous tzaddik, and he came. I know he came once to Chicago, maybe more than I remember. Michael Friedman, when he made a chassan, and he invited this. I don't know why he. I'm not sure why he came to that chassan. I don't know. But he was here one time, and he had to get him a special bed to sleep in the hotel because he says he don't sleep in a bed where a guy slept. So they had to bring a hotel in the hotel downtown. They brought a bed for him. But I'll tell you how I know he's a tzaddik, not because he had his own bed, but I know a mitzvah from my brother-in-law, Rebbe Parnas. He told me he has one brother, Michael, who was a Rebbe many years in Elizabeth and Yeshiva. And Michael, he's also a big Talmid Chacham, he never had no children. And one night, Don Segel slept at his home. One night, he gave a bracha. And he said he got triplets that year. And he had no children, not before, not after. He's married now 40 years, I don't know. Those three kids are two boys and a girl. The only time that he says he knows that time he got a bracha when Don Segel was at his house. So he's the one. Anyway, so he said, I heard him now speak yesterday, and he was talking about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I remember which stuff. He said that when there'll be a something like Malchus Zola, Malchus Zola, a cheap Malchus. He said that the Mashiach is going to come when the Malchus Zola is going to fall apart. And he's, what's Malchus Zola? Rashi over there says that they have no power. The government has no power. They can't do anything. The Elam Shum Shultam, says Rashi. He says, now he understood. He said he never understood that. Now he says he understood. He said, what the Chazonish said. He says that the Medina is going to fall apart. He said, he never understood. How can they have all that? It took thousands of years to get a Medina. He says, now we understand. He said, they took Goya, took the Arabs into the government. That's it. He said, Don Segel. They took Arabs into the government. Now we understood what Rashi and what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. There's a Malchus Zola, a cheap government. But nobody can listen to them, of course. He said, there's no government. He said, there was a word from that. So he says over here, in Bali Machloikis, he says, Masape Lashon Hara Bali Machloikis, but they have to do it in a knife. And he says that they have to at least show that you're giving Kabbalah Torah. Let's go to the next board. And there's a couple of words here from the Mesher Chochma. The next page of the Mesher Chochma. Let's go to the next page of Mesher Chochma. From Mayor Simcha of Divinsk, the great Goyen. And this is from the Mesher Chochma. This Mesher Chochma I mentioned also last time. This is Rabbi Cooperman, who was, learned in Chicago Yeshiva also. Before Skokie was, because the Yeshiva was Chicago. My father was called the Chicago Yeshiva. But Rabbi Cooperman later was the head of the Mechlala in Jerusalem. And my wife studied there too, under Rabbi Cooperman. And here he has nice interpretations of the Mesher Chochma, the Meir Simcha. So here he brings Vayikach Koyrech, he brings a Medrash Rabbah. Omad Koyrech, we also have Mishta, so he made a party, Minasadfu, Batalisis, Chelas, Rashi Minas also. They says that they all wore these, purple or bluish, Talisim, Lito, it says over there, Bob, but they are Lito, Matanosayan, Chosavashok. They came and they ate the Shlomim, they give over the Kohanim to eat the breast and the thigh. He says, okay, they come and they ate it, and they came at Kenegdom Omer Lehem Mitzivos Kam Alitol. Who told you guys to eat? When you guys come over and hop in the chos of a show, who said, oh, Moshe? He says, in other words, you're in Mishpocha. You guys are getting it because they're like nepotism. You guys are getting together. You guys are getting the best stuff. The chos of a show, you guys get it. What? Who says you should get it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's making a joke. Again, he's a good joker, this guy, Korach. He said, oh, who told you to get it? Lo nitan kolum, lo dibur hamokom kach. In other words, he made this up. He made this whole thing up. Again, you guys should get the best stickle over there. It says over there, the mulim hayo nesor mebosha taiba. He brings a chazal. He says the mokra to this. If you look on the bottom there in the numbers, number two actually, it says over there, why was there taina? Because the chos of a shok was given only, you know, to the Kohanim. And he brings it, it's actually in Yevomis, he brings it Tysus in Yevomis of Nayan Aleph. It says over there that the Kohanim, they were able only to eat from Shlomim, they weren't allowed to eat Bosa Taiva. The time they were in the Midbar, they were only allowed to eat Kochim, they were not to eat Stam meat, but so much wasn't Kochim. The Kohanim came Shiloh, but he says that Stam people were allowed to eat. Those who didn't have Mila, they were allowed to eat the Bosa Taiva. But those who had Mila, they only could eat Kochim. And he says the only ones who had Mila were the Bnei Levi. It brings the Taisa. So the Bnei Levi, they were the only ones with Midbar that they had Mila, and they had to eat Kochim. So in other words, that's all they could eat. They couldn't eat regular meat. And the other people, they were eating at the Stam Basar, but they couldn't eat Kochim. So this Shlomim was only right for the Kohanim. And he says that Bnei Levi, Shemolo, and Mitzrayim, they were not usher. They couldn't eat Basar, regular meat, but they could only eat this. And then he says that that he's making fun of that idea that you guys, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to you. And it really doesn't really made it up like everything Moshe Rabbeinu. What? At the time of Korban Pesach, they all had. The time of Korban in the Midbar, all the daughters of Midbar, that grew up in the Midbar, nobody had. Yeah, this was the end of the Midbar, the 40 years. The end of the Midbar, nobody had it, only Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was Maul in the also in the Midbar, but they were not Maulim in the Midbar. No. Only at the time of Yotzitzrayim, but in Trim not. Mitzrayim not only Yotzitzrayim. That was the Maya Chayi. That was the mitzvah. They were a roomim. It says in the Chazal that they didn't have. They had to do with the Dam Mila and also Dam Pesach because they hadn't done Mila. Only at that time, the children. They could eat at that time, but in the Midbar, the time in the Midbar, all the people that from the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Shishim, they didn't have Mila. They couldn't eat it.
This is only 2 years.
No, this is the end. I thought the Maisav Korach. So I think that's what someone told me. It's the end of the Maisav 40 years. Shevet Levi, yeah, they had Mila in the desert. Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah, they had Mila in the. They had Mila. They had Mila. That's what it said. They had Mila.
Well, if it could be done safely,
but
why didn't all the people have
me? I don't know. Not sure. Not sure. I didn't know, but it said Shevet Levi did it. I don't know. It says over here, Vayikach Korach, the next page. Vayikach Korach. Yeah. No, people, what about the rest of the Shlomi? I mean, how could he get the rest of the Shlomi? No, they only allowed to eat Bosh Taiba. Only Bosh Taiba. They couldn't eat Kochim. They allowed to eat Kochim. Because it's interesting because why daf chosav shok? The whole korban is a shlomim. I know daf chosav shok because the shok is required to give them, but the rest of the korban lechora they can't eat either. I'm not sure why daf chosav shok. Vayikach Korach. The next page is from another sefer. This sefer I told you about. That's in what's it? Mishulchan Gavoa. Remember I told you Rabbi Elyach in Mishulchan Gavoa. This is the next Vayikach Korach. This is he brings a lot of interesting. Boards mostly from the 20th century. Okay, have it. Vayikach Korach, the next page. Vayikach Korach. It says over there, Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuptes. The same dap over there talking about Oma Peles. Vayikach Korach, So he says over there, then he took a bad deal. It's like, you know, some people take a bad deal. Sometimes you have a, you know, you go to a person who's trying to sell you something and it gives you a bad deal. So it says that he took a bad, made a bad deal. Now, what does it mean in the Chazal? Shalokach, it's a lesson by Ikach, kicha, Mr. Yafram. Made a bad deal. So what does it mean he made a bad deal? Mechachra Ketzad. He's bringing this word from Reb Noach Mindis. And I don't know who that is. Parapros the Chokma. You know that Sefer? Parapros the Chokma? Well, yeah, I'm not sure this is. He quotes it sometimes. Reb Noach Mindis. I don't know who it is. He says, Mechachra, what does it mean? So Torah, when it says, you know, in the Torah it says, Ki lechach tol nosati lechem, Torah siyal tazobu. That's a Gemara. Talks about that pasuk. I think I mentioned it before in the Gemara in Brachas. It says there's a Gemara in Brachas, the first parak. It's a very difficult Gemara. It says that ain a daima in the Kodesh Baruch Hu that stam a moicher. Stam moicher. It says that he sells something. It says the moicher is otzuv and the chavis lokech is sameach. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the Torah, and he's so sameach, ki lechach tov nasadichem toros yal tazov. He's so happy, he sold us or gave us the Torah, and he's praising his Torah. It's a very strange Gemara. He says, mocher is otzu. What is mocher? Mocher is otzu. Why is mocher? He made profit, he sold something. Why is a mocher? Says a mocher, usually a mocher, a salesman is sad, and the buyer is happy. Well, not necessarily, depends on the price you pay. And then it says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Because the moicher is sameach, he's so happy he sold us the Torah. When he sold us the Torah, he says he sold us the Torah because you know they had a you know the promise they're gonna keep it. It means like we bought it; it was not cheap. You know, you gotta keep the mitzvahs, and he's still praising his Torah. So I always ask the question. Mm-hmm. I said, one second. Rembrandt, the Marshall. Rembrandt made beautiful, you know, pictures, whatever, you know, and made the you have beautiful things. They were great artists in history. When they gave over their pictures or whatever they did, they were not sad to give it over. They gave it over to somebody, they appreciate it. So Hashem gave us a Torah, you should be happy. What he's supposed to say is, I gave you a bad Torah. I mean, he's obviously going to say, Lech HaKlov, I gave you a good sale. I gave you a good, you know, why would he be sad? Oh, so I said, I told this over. My brother told me what I said over. He said it's in a Siva somewhere. And I told him the one. Siva's wrote many Sforum. I don't know what safer it is. I forgot to ask my brother what Sefer. One of the Hakdomas, the Sefer, one of the Sforim, he says this word. I have to find out where it is. He says, in the Torah, we know when it's a machlokes, the machlokes, but machlokes hem shemayim. So the we have a machlokes, rabim and ma'atim. You know, we have when they're fighting in Halacha, in the Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim, the Tanur Shachnoi. So Rebbe Lezer had all kinds of proofs, but Hashemayim was right. You know, he had the walls of the Beis Medrash moving over and this going, he had all kinds of things that this is doing, he had all kinds of things, but they said, no, I'm sorry, Loba Shemayim. You're right, Shemayim passed you, but there's Aloha, Achar Rabban Hattas. You got to follow what the Torah says. The majority was against you. You said it's Tomei or Tor. No, the majority wins. But he has Rayas, the heavens, the walls of the Beis Medrash. No, Loba Shemayim. The Torah is not for Shemayim, the Torah is for rules of Achar Rabban Hattas. It, obviously, a rabbi, you can't use guys that don't know learning, but the Sanhedrin, they paskin, that's it. Sorry. So I said, that's the key. Lechach tov. Menashem said, I got to tell you that. You meant the greatest genius, but if the rabbi says you're wrong, I'm sorry, buddy, we go with the rabbi. So that's key. Lechach tov. Menashem says, that's my Torah. My Torah gives you rules. My rules, I'm a rabbi lachas. Key lechach tov. Hashem is still crazy. Key lechach tov. But that's why I say, key lechach tov is out of him. That's my brother said in the Siva says it. He says, key lechach tov. And Chazal say, "Ketzin hu amekach odam shona chaveru perik echad v'chaveru shona imo perik echad nimsa shneim shnei parokim biyad shneim." In other words, I tell you a shtickle teira, you tell me a shtickle teira, right? So I learn something from you, you learn something from me. So we got two shtickle teira. So in teira, he says it's a mecha, it's a good deal because anytime you learn, even if you're learning a rebbe teacher, tell me it's a talmud though. So you have something. The person you understand it, but if you explain it, you know better also. So you know it, the Talmud knows it. So you got two people know it, and then the Talmud will tell other Talmud, and the four people know it, 10 people know it, you know, that's Kilechak Toim. So that's the Torah. Vila Adam Hamocha Chepetz Lechavei, right? You sell something to another guy, he says he got money for it, but the Chepetz, he lost the Chepetz. Okay, so he says, Kessel, like, gets, I guess, certain things. I'd say they had to sell, not a salesman, you know, on Amazon, but, you know, you had to sell something, you got to get rid of it. So you feel bad. You really want to keep it, but you have no choice. You need the cash right now. You're low on cash. So if the guy is happy, he needed an article, he has to build his sukkah. So he was happy to get the wood. But if this guy wouldn't, I said, says, certain things in Torah, both are happy. The salesman, because each guy gives over, both of them gain. But sometimes you got to sell something, so that's called a bane. That's called a bane. It's because, you know, when one guy is happier than the other guy, made a good deal, the guy's happy, the guy made a bad deal, he's sad. But he says, Korach, he paid off, it says in Chazal, he paid off all these guys to join his team. So he paid him a lot of money to get him on his team. He's like, Korach was a big usher, it says in the Gemara. So he had a lot of money. He paid them all off over there. And at the end, he lost and they lost and they all got buried. He says that he was a mechachra because both he lost his money and they all lost all that. So he said, that's why it's a mechachra. So usually, either it's a good deal, third is a good deal. And business is sometimes a bane any deal. But this was a bad deal. They all lost. That's what he said. Okay, I want to go to the next page. Next page over there. I bought from the Stipler going. Let's go to the next page. Go to the next page of Stipler. I'm working for the Stipler. Stipler going. Okay. I was one time at the Stipler's house. I don't know if any of you were in the Stipler's house, but he was Chaim Kanievsky's father. And of course, with a great going in his one. Okay. What does it say? Okay. You got it on the page there? I show you on the screen. Okay. You see, it's on the next page. So not, before we said, you know, he said Pura Adum, we learned Pura Adum a parsha. Because Purta the Machlekes, they use their Seichel. He said, why do you argue with Meisha? Niskanas, he also showed Litzof Manuziel. He said, you know, he should have gotten this and not Litzof Manuziel. He says, Shemino Moshe, Nosiel, Bene Kos. So he said, that was all right. Hamas need the Leomer, says, we have to know that what's going on over here. Hamas need the Leomer. So he says, a person who has the chutzpah to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, he says that itself is a raya, he doesn't deserve it. Eich efsher limsar hashrara shel avodas hakodesh l'ish asher elalo. So he says, b'shvil taivas hakoved b'chenu l'hapuch hakor alpia. Because of Tibus HaKovid, that he wants to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, he argue on the greatest Novi of all time, Lach Lecha Moshe, Shehu Kecholik Al Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Shliach Hashem, and he saw everything with Speklai Amiri, he says, this is our biggest raya that it doesn't deserve this position. Gachu Api Ro, HaKoyz V'Toyin Tainas Abur, Eis Lekuda Shal Kovid, he says, the person wants something because of his own personal Kovid, because they think, you know, they didn't give me a COVID. So he says, then, he doesn't, if a person thinks he needs the COVID, that's a raya that he doesn't deserve the COVID. Anybody thinks, usually the greatest people are the biggest anovim, by the way. I know the Gedolei Ador that I saw and I heard about, they were always tremendous in anovim. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu is very, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, but every generation I saw the greatest people, they were tremendous, tremendous at Nova. He says, in Toyin Lanasiyas, the person wants it. Other people appoint you. If you're appointed by Novi, appoints you. Shmuel Novi appoints Dovah HaMelech. So he's appointed, or Rabbi Aaron Cutler appointed Rav Shach to be in charge. So he was appointed by another Godel, and so that you have the appointment. But to appoint yourself, and a lot of times these guys, you know, when they have elections, you know, we're talking about elections, you know, and this will get elections. But I mean, it's crazy because the guy for the people, I'm the greatest, and I've done the greatest, I'm the greatest president of all time, I'm the greatest mayor of all time. It's all guy, but they keep praising themselves. So, I mean, that's exactly the opposite of what we're saying in this parsha. We're saying that guy who's looking for COVID, he don't deserve it. Anybody who wants the COVID, he shouldn't get it. You know, I say, you know, you go to Mir Yeshiva. About, you know, Osher Arieli, he says a shir, hundreds of people go to a shir every single day. If anybody knows Osher Arieli is, you cannot find him. He doesn't sit in the Mizrach. He sits in the back row usually at a base medrash. He wears a short jacket. I saw Rabbi Palm also. I was in Verbadas. Ever saw Rabbi Palm? Nobody could tell Rabbi Palm was the Rosh Hashiva because he sat in the middle next to where they read the Torah. That's where he sat. And then he also was wearing a short jacket. And he was, you know, very, like, you know, very, there was probably the greatest person of our generation. The Chofetz Chaim also, Chofetz Chaim, you know, I heard from Aaron Soloveitchik. The Chofetz Chaim, he had a very simple, look at the pictures, he had a very simple hat. He didn't have the Rabbanish, you know, clothing. He had a very small hat. In fact, he came to the Guda convention and they thought, he's a big rabbi, they gave him a hat. He gave it away. He said, you don't need it. He's not used to that kind of hat. He gave it to somebody, gave it to his gabbai, I think. So Mr. Byron said, because he wasn't used to that kind. I saw somebody said he came and saw the Chofetz Chaim in the house. He was sitting with a lot of older guys sitting and learning. He didn't know which one was the Chofetz Chaim. He said, which one is the Chofetz Chaim? He didn't know who it was. Well, he's the one sitting over there. He said, but a person, the stipers say, a person who is seeking the copy for himself, he don't deserve it, obviously. He declare, he says, his shayla, and he asked. His shayla was his shayla. He said, well, you have tzitzis. You have Baruch Hashem, the tzitzis I'm wearing now, Baruch Hashem. I had a problem with the tzitzis something. And my Talmud, you know, Ronan, he fixes the tzitzis. Sometimes he asks Rav Aaron to fix my tzitzis. Maybe he'll fix it today too. I have a little problem right now. But he did. And then, you know, if you need tzitzis to be fixed, or Keshe's down. David Aron, he makes it right, makes it proper. So last time I gave it to them, he fixed my tzitzis real nice. He changed all the strings. I said, only one is real. No, he fixed all the strings, made it beautiful. So I'm wearing these tzitzis made for me. And then I said, well, how much is it? He says, no, he did it for me. So it was a Talmud. So I said, I got to wear that tzitzis. I got another pair. I'm wearing that tzitzis. If a guy did it for me, I'm wearing that tzitzis. I don't care. So I'm saying that. Here he says that he came with him with he showed him the what was his shayla? Talas shikulu tcheles. He says, is that potter from tzitzis? You know, the halacha is you have one string of tcheles and potter. My club, as we mentioned last time, the Rambam and the Raibah. The Rambam says one tcheles and the other seven. The Rambam sheet is one tchelis and seven white. I think the Rambam was two and six. That he says, what about the whole garment is tchelis? So that was his, he says, Madua, why did he bring that subject up? Madua, tuna, otchu, tchelis. He says, you have all of tchelis, the whole garment is tchelis. Why do you have to have another string of tchelis? It shouldn't pat through the whole garment. He says, teretz is shikola talis in the cholios amitzvah. He says, this is the board from the stucco, beautiful board. He said, a talis is your begging. You're wearing a garment. You're wearing a shirt. You're wearing a jacket. That's a begging. So a begging is a person's clothing. He says, that can't be for the mitzvah. Something, he said, mitzvah is you give it to Hashem. I'm giving that up to you. But something was, and then for zich, that's a mitzvah. A person who takes something for himself, you're shlech, tzibur. You're doing for the tzibur, not yourself. Sometimes a guy, you know, he wants to be the chazan. He wants to be the chazan because he has a nice voice. He don't care about the tzibur. He wants people to hear his voice. A person wants to, sometimes he wants to say a shtickle tere, not to even interest in Hashem. He wants the people to hear my chokhma, my grace, my shtickle tere. So he says, but over here he says, a garment, which your garment, you're wearing it, that can't be for kedusha. That's too much yours. It has to be, you can take a shtickle part for yourself, and then you can make it. He says, Lubosh, he says, Hatzitzis, Hare Tzrichel Haska, your Shemayim, and it's Tcheles is Domeliam, Yam is Domelikia, Abazesh, Kola Talas Tcheles, the whole thing is Tcheles, that can't be Bar Mitzvah. Lotipal Etzlei, Mumma, Meshum Shekvar Yeshlo Negia. So that's, he said, the whole board we talk about the Negias that a person has, because that he wants it, the garment you want for yourself. This is Farzich, this is the stipler. That's a person that can't be used for the mitzvah. If it's all for, it's your own garment, it's too much togea. The person is too much togea. He likes it for himself. And that can't be the mitzvah. That has to be, you can take one string, you know, but they give it all, like, which is your garment, that's not shaft. Okay, that's the next board. One more board here, the next page. Next part, okay. Oh, let's go to the next board. Let's see what it says over there. Next word for Elia Lapian. Okay. Mashiach Elia Lapian, also a big tzaddik. So he says over there, Elia, he started on the bottom of the free. No, it starts this page. Tema. Okay. Tema. Yimoniskar Shmokana. Oh, it says over there, you know, in the names over there, you know, when Yitzhak, it doesn't say Ben Levi. It says in the Barsha, Rashi says, it goes back a couple generations. It stops and says, it says Ben Levi, don't say Ben Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu was davening. He was davening that he shouldn't mention his name in the Machlokes. So Rabbi Yehuda Lapiani asked the following question. There was his neched. I mean, I said, he knows. We know the Parshas of Teira. You know, because Levi was, you know, son of, you know, Yaakov Avinu. So what's the difference? You mention your name, don't mention his name. The Yechuzah Shel Adam, you don't find usually in the Torah that it goes back a couple of generations. Usually it just says the name of the father, you know, whoever his father was. You mention Kole ben Yifuna, Yoshua ben Nun. You mention the father. When you call a guy from Aliyah, you ask him, you know, what's his father's name? When you want to go back and talk about the shorish of a person, what kind of person he is, then you go back in the generations to say, like, you know, where from Vanish Dimter, from what is he coming from? What kind of a what's his background? What is he? Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron Akoyan, because they were arguing. They were saying, oh, you got to be Kanoi because he comes from Deshapitam Golem Abadazora, he comes from Yisrael. Okay, they went back, you know, the Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron. No, he comes from Aaron, he's Oyev Shalom. This guy, even though he's killing somebody. Oh, yeah, so the Torah had to teach us that. And they said, yeah, you are a big tzaddik. No, the Torah tells you he was a big tzaddik. I'm sure, but when you talk about a yichas, my person, what's the shurish, what's the mokker, then you go back and go a couple of generations back. Koker Torah. So period, then it goes back and tells his father, his grandfather, great-grandfather. You just say, so, you know, slavcha, it goes back to show you that they come back from Menashe ben Yosef, because it says that, you know, that they come back to, you know, that they chibev saoretz. He loved the land. They loved the land. They wanted to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Asher Kein Dorash Yaakov, Kishmo Lo Yikra Machlokes. He wanted to not have his name mentioned in the Torah, the Chas V'Sholom. Machlokes should be tied up to Yaakov Avinu. Pakert. Yaakov Avinu was trying always to stress, even though people have different dayas and the brothers didn't get along so good, but he wanted to say it's not from his Shorish. Shorish HaMaisa is not from Yaakov Avinu. That's what he was misbalo. The people should realize that. So a lot of times they say, you know, when you do, the ashpah the person has, and the ashpah that can go on to Dori Doris. A lot of times you know the Nakuda. What is this coming from? What's, you know, the Chazanish said there'll be a lot of Bali Tshuva in the future. He asked the Chazanish, what do you mean a lot of Bali Tshuva? In his time, there's no Bali Tshuva. No, what do you mean a lot of Bali Tshuva? He says, no, because a lot of people at that time, there's a lot of Haskalah, people going off to Derech. He says, yeah, but he says, but the mothers were crying that they went off the derech. He says, the tears are not going to go empty. He says that the tears of a person, the tefillahs and the tears, it says, even if it says that, you know, in Chazal say that, you know, the node, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is keeping that, and he has a social container for all those tears. So Chazal, he said, it's going to be, I know in the future, there'll be a lot of Bali Tshuva, he says, because those tears that the Bubba's had. So that comes from that mocker. But what's the mocker? So what we do with the hashbah is the deri deris. Okay, anyway, everybody say, you shall have a good Shabbos. And the Mitzvah Shem, people are not feeling so good. Like my wife, Tamar, Chassidah from Rukh, her poor name, she got the COVID. You know, it's not feeling so great. But hopefully she'll be feeling better soon. And whether she gets the, antibodies or not, we'll find out later today. But have a fantastic Shabbos, Rabbi Levin, Gevaltik. And all those who are with us on Zoom today, Rabbi Zizek, Dr. Berger, Rabbi Schwartz, Rabbi Shleime, my brother-in-law, everybody's here. Should have a fantastic Shabbos. And those are here.
Okay.
Have a fantastic Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Mazel tov to Levi. And Dr. Berger, have a good Shabbos. Next week, hopefully you'll be able to come in. Hopefully your Chabrus is here. Okay, Binyamin. Okay, night crew. Have a great Shabbos. Okay. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.
Bye bye.